Hi, this is a continuation of dictation for Amanda Hamby, AmandaHamby. Dictation number 1212-003 for data service of 12/10/2024. Physical examination has not been continued and completed, and plan of care, which I am doing now, the history of presenting illness has already been completed. Physical examination, this is a 80-year-old African-American female who is alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and is well-built, well-nourished. The hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam come from the template, including a normal neurological examination and musculature examination. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal, fine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm only in L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points with 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Perling sign, Lermit test, destruction test are all negative. Toto-arm test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Dagger test is negative. Camp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. In SI joint are slightly tender bilaterally with positive Faber test and Gonsler test bilaterally. And negative standing flexion test, negative Ely compression test, negative distraction test. Extremities examination, except for both the shoulders and both hands, rest of the extremities are completely normal. In the shoulder area, bilaterally, there is a pain level 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and most of the pain is in the front of the shoulder. The maximum range of motion actively is 130 degrees of abduction and 130 degrees of forward flexion. The Hawken-Kennedy test was negative, and the peak test and the near test were also negative. Anterior posterior hypertension test was negative, and carpal tunnel testing was positive for Tinnenson and Felsen bilaterally. Motor power was completely normal on both sides, and in the lower extremities also, there is a completely normal examination with normal motor power, no valgus varus abnormality, motor strength is normal, no leg length discrepancies, and no other positive finding. Distal results, there is no swelling, normal circulation and reflexes are present. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60 CNS, R51 and F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.02, shoulders M25.511, M25.512. M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. In the hand, M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Physical spines, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. thoracic spine M 54.09, lumbar spine M 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M 54.42, S 33.5XX, lumbar spine M 46, no, SI joint M 46.1. Plan of care for Amanda Hemby comes from the template. Treatment plan. A physical therapy has not been ordered. The issue is that the patient is a 12-year-old injury, and we are not sure that a further physical therapy will help her. So it is on hold. Chiropractic treatment is on hold. And we rather discharge this patient from physical therapy as well as discharge from chiropractic, because maximum rehab potential has already been reached. So no order has been given for this, and patient is advised for home therapy only with yoga, meditation, heat. Patient is also placed back on a regular duty job with some limitation, with 7 hours per day for 5 days and 5 pound lifting limit. Medications, no medications are provided since we do not have the records from the previous providers which have been order released. No medications are provided. No narcotics and analgesics are provided. Our urine drug screen has been ordered. On pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety and depressions and other mood problem. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Well, there is a MRI dated February 2, 2018, ordered by Dr. Fernando Diaz, who is a spine surgeon, neurosurgeon. It shows in lumbar spine L1, L2, there is a disc dehydration. L2, 3, there is a loss of disc space height and intervertebral herniation of the disc into the superior end plate of L3. L3, 4, there is a disc dehydration with mild disc space narrowing, grade 1 retrolisthesis, and a central disc herniation that measures approximately 3.7 mm. Impingement on the fecal sac, but adequate diameter. AP sac diameter is 11 mm. At L4, L5, there is a disc dehydration, mild space narrowing, 1.6 bulging of the disc and facet hypertrophy. At L5, S1, there is a disc dehydration, normal disc space height, grade 1 anterior spondylolisthesis, and no spondylolisthesis. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4, C5-6, and C6-7. This was also ordered by Dr. Diaz in 2013. According to the patient, she never obtained any surgical. She never agreed for any surgery. She saw Dr. Redden to begin with in 2012. She was provided with 6 epidural injections for the lumbar and 1 to the cervical. So far, no surgery, no spinal cord stimulation device, and no other treatment has been given. She has only seen a family practice doctor for 12 years, urgent care at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor. Interventional pain procedures. Patient is not being recommended any procedure at this time until all the records, including the IME exam, are reviewed and obtained. Surgical options are on the table, but not being discussed at this time. It probably should go for surgery, surgical cure, or spinal cord stimulation. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records have been order released. I spoke to her attorney, who has IME exam, Mr. Fortner, Michael Fortner, who informed that he will be sending, but so far we have not received it. In addition, Dr. Adam Rodnick, who is a chiropractor, was also informed about the record release. So far, we have not received any records, and so is from the physical therapist. investigations. No new investigations being ordered. DME patient already has all the DME supplies from the past. Education, yes. Waitlist program, none. Disability, none. And follow up visit in 15 days, provided we get all the records. Direct contact. Thank you. Patient will be on hold for the rest of the treatment deficiencies, including medications, until we get all the information. Appreciate it. Thank you.